Page 44. Listen for main ideas.
We kind of always thought that adolescents stayed up late because they like to, which they do, and because there's plenty of things to do, which there are.
But there's also a big push from biology that makes teenagers such night owls. It comes from that mighty sleep hormone, melatonin.
Melatonin is a wonderfully simple signal because it turns on in the evening.
You're getting sleepy.
And it turns off in the morning.
And you awaken. During adolescence, melatonin isn't secreted until around 11 p.m., several hours later than it is in childhood. So the typical teenager doesn't even get sleepy till that melatonin surge signals the brain that it's night, no matter how early the teen goes to bed. And the melatonin doesn't shut off till 9 hours later, around 8 a.m. But of course, most high schools start around 7:30. The result is all too evident. A teenager's body may be in the classroom, but his brain is still asleep on the pillow.
I wake up and I'm just feel miserable, just kind of like, oh, what's wrong with me, you know?
Adolescent, and particularly the adolescent in high school, is almost bound to get severely sleep deprived.
That's William Dement of Stanford University. Bill Dement is Dr. Sleep, captivated by the mysteries of sleep for decades, creating the specialty of sleep medicine. As a scientist, Dement has contributed more to our understanding of what happens to each of us at night during those hours of unconsciousness than perhaps any other researcher. These days, Dement makes frequent forays out of his lab, an ambassador at large from the field of sleep research. Teenagers, parents, and school authorities need to know more about the science of sleep, he says, and how important it is to young people's health.
I've been accepting every invitation that I get to speak to high school students. So I go to a high school, and it'll be 10:30 in the morning or 2 in the afternoon, whenever it is, several hundred students in an auditorium, and I'll just watch them as I'm talking.
Doing a little spontaneous field research.
And after 10 minutes of sitting, particularly if the lights are dim, I would say almost without exception, they are all struggling to stay awake. 10 minutes!
This shows up in lab studies, too. The typical teenager, when monitored in a quiet environment during morning hours, will fall asleep in less than 3.5 minutes.
It's just like magic. It's like somebody turned on some kind of gas in the auditorium, and they all look gassed.
Not gassed, just severely sleep-deprived. Short about 2 hours of sleep every school night, accumulating into what Dement calls sleep debt. And most teenagers are up to their drooping eyelids in sleep debt. An estimated 85% of high school students are chronically sleep deprived, unable to stay fully awake throughout the school day. And it's not just falling asleep in class. It's also riding a bike, playing sports, using tools, driving.
He hit a tree one night when he was driving.
Salim, a South High student, talking about his friend.
And he told me that he fell asleep for a couple seconds, and next thing you know, he hit a tree.
You can have a second where your eyelid blinks, and you are not taking information or making judgment.
Researcher Ronald Dahl from the University of Pittsburgh.
But if that occurs when you're at the wheel, you travel 60 feet in that second.
The report was that if he would have hit like 3 inches to the left, then he would have probably been dead. You know, 3 inches could have changed everything.
Reaction time, alertness, concentration, all slowed down by insufficient sleep. The Federal Department of Transportation estimates teenage drivers cause more than half of all fall asleep crashes.
But in addition to those straightforward effects on attention and the ability to stay awake and alert, there are more subtle effects on emotion.
Dahl is studying how adolescents balance their cognitive thoughts and their emotions. When tired, he says, teens are more easily frustrated, more irritable, more prone to sadness. And their performance on intellectual tasks drops.